USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. This is the first time that a former president will face such charges after leaving office.
Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office, an argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense.
President Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the day the electoral votes were accepted by Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to send the article of impeachment late Monday. If convicted, Trump could be barred from holding office again. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
At least 150 National Guard members who were deployed to Washington, D.C. to provide security for President Joe Biden's inauguration have tested positive for the coronavirus. Arrangements are being made for the thousands of troops to return home. This while remaining guardsmen in D.C. were shunned by Capitol Police. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s.
California's Attorney General on Friday announced a civil rights investigation of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over allegations of excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. AG Xavier Becerra has been nominated by President Biden as Health and Human Services Secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One person is dead and two others critically injured after a tour bus rolled over on a road in northwestern Arizona. The tour bus based in Las Vegas was headed to the Grand Canyon. Federal investigators say the driver was attempting to fix a problem with the airflow and became distracted, then veered off the road and overcorrected before crossing a median and overturning. 44 people were taken to the hospital. His name is all over the Major League Baseball record books. He's known as the man who dethroned Babe Ruth to become baseball's home run king. Hank Aaron passing away at the age of 86. Earlier this month, Aaron joined civil rights icons in receiving their COVID-19 vaccine. The cause of death has not been disclosed. The Senate voted overwhelmingly to confirm Lloyd Austin as the new Secretary of Defense.
The 67-year-old was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.